There's an iconic image associated with the study of Kabbalah. We call it the Sefirot, the 10 dimensions, or the Tree of Life. If you remember in Kabbalah 1, we spoke about the concept of the light and the vessel, and how in the endless, the light and the vessel were one force. The light was sharing, the vessel was receiving endlessly. We said that this relationship created a concept called bread of shame, the need for the vessel to earn. The result of the bread of shame was that the vessel rejected the light, exploded or shattered, and then our physical reality as we know it came about. We are now here in this physical world to reconnect the pieces, working on ourselves, our tikkun, our reactive behavior, to become like the light and access the light once again. However, when the souls came down into this world, there's a space between the souls and the light of the Creator. Because if the light could enter us immediately, it would burn us. We would have bread of shame all over again. What exists between us and the light of the Creator are these 10 circles. Each circle is another level of consciousness. It's another level of spiritual elevation. If we start at the top in the first circle, it says that virtually 100% of the light of the Creator is revealed in that circle, in that vessel. As you go down this ladder, so to speak, the light gradually gets more and more diminished until you get to the lowest level, which is the level of our physical world or our soul. The light is just a pilot light. Maybe only 1% of the light shines. Why is it designed this way? So that we, through our spiritual work, our spiritual effort, our transformation, we literally climb this ladder. Some of the Kabbalists call it the Tree of Life. We climb the Tree of Life. We climb these different levels of consciousness. And as we grow, we handle more light. We can accept and receive more light in a balanced way. These dimensions have energy, and their names have energy. Let's go through them. We start at the top with the first dimension, Keter. Then we go down to Chochmah, Bina, Chesed, Gevura, Tiferet, Netzach, Hod, Yesod, and finally, the lowest level, the level of manifestation, Malchut. Oftentimes, depending on the relationship and the dynamic between the dimensions, an 11th Sfira dimension is introduced. That level is called Dat. What's fascinating about the 10 dimensions is that we also have these 10 dimensions in the structure of our body and our soul. The upper three dimensions actually correspond to the head. It's the source of light. The same way our mind, our consciousness, is the source of energy that flows throughout our body. You then go down to the next six dimensions, which correspond to the body, the two arms, the torso, the two legs, and the sexual organ. This represents the next level of manifestation of the energy. The final dimension, which represents on the physical body, the feet, on the soul level represents how all the energies from the head down to the feet become manifested. And that is the dimension of Malchut. Each of these dimensions or Sfirot have their own unique energy. While I'll share with you maybe one or two energies of each dimension, know that they are not in any way limited to these energies. Keter is the seed level. Keter Chochmah Bina, I would say the upper three, can be bundled in one. It just represents the potential for energy, the way that the light communicates with our world. It's the level of consciousness. It says that human beings can't really reach those levels in their entirety. The next six below that, starting with Chesed, Chesed represents the desire to share, represents mercy. This is sharing, and mercy can be for the negative side and it can be from the positive side. A person can share with the wrong intentions, share because they want approval. So then the opponent takes over that energy of sharing. So Chesed would need to be balanced. Then there's Givura, which means judgment or strictness. And that's also a quality that each one of us needs to perfect. We have to have our boundaries. We have to know when to be tough with someone and when to be soft and loving with them. Then you have Tiferet, which balances the two energies. That's the central column. Tiferet represents restriction. Tiferet represents letting go. Tiferet represents, the actual translation of Tiferet is beauty. And the reason is because when a person really lets go, when a person does restriction, as we've learned it, that's when the beauty shines. That's when their beauty shines. So what's beautiful in this world? That which does restriction, that which lets go of their selfish nature. Then you go to Netzach. Netzach corresponds with perseverance. The literal translation is victory. And a person is victorious when he pushes himself past the darkness, past the doubts and the fears, that abyss which we've spoken about, which every person must go through to achieve their greatness. Then you have Hod. Hod represents glory, or the literal translation of Hod is glory. But Hod also represents a dimension where divine inspiration comes through, prophecy, our ability to feel and to see the future. We don't want to just use our ego to determine life. We want the Creator to channel through us and to guide us. Yesod, the next dimension, balances Netzach and Hod and represents the sexual organ. It represents sexuality because the sexual organ is the way we as human beings channel energy to each other and to the world. The most powerful energy that a person can share is the ability to create new life. And that is the moment actually a person becomes like God, literally. You create something from nothing. So besides sexuality that Yesod represents, it also represents money, the person's ability to connect to financial abundance, and it connects to children and family. The final dimension, Malchut, represents the most intense desire to receive. In Kabbalah, it's important to have desire. We're not saying to negate your desire. In fact, we're saying a person must expand their Malchut, expand their desire to want everything that the Creator wants to give to them. However, if that desire is for selfishness, if that desire is to feed the tikkun, to feed the klipot, as we are learning, then the desire becomes corrupted. The desire becomes reactive. So Malchut has this duality. On one hand, it can be the most powerful starting point to reveal the light of the Creator, or it can be a destructive vessel that draws energy for the negative side. The Bible, interestingly enough, is filled with beautiful stories, but the Kabbalists explain that if you go deeper into the Bible, Kabbalah is the deeper underlying secrets of the Bible. We realize that all of the biblical figures, call them Abraham or Moses or Isaac or Jacob, they were all energies. Each one represents a different energy in the Bible and a different energy that's actually within our soul. When we say that these people represented these dimensions of energy, the dimensions always existed in their potential form. The purpose of human beings coming to this world is that through our spiritual work, we reveal the potential energies, right? In the same way that Benjamin Franklin didn't invent electricity, electricity was always there, but he was the physical channel, the vessel, the desire, for whatever reason, to manifest it to the world, to bring its energy out to mankind. These biblical figures, when they came, they had a specific job, through their spiritual work, to reveal the energies of these 10 dimensions. So Abraham would represent chesed, and it says that his entire life he lived by the attribute of chesed, the attribute of mercy and sharing. It's the one trait he focused on. Isaac, or Yitzchak in Hebrew, represents the left column, givurah, judgment. He had the ability to transform the negative types of judgment into the positive forms, the ability to be strong. That's really what judgment can be in its positive form, is strength. The next dimension, Tiferet, belongs to Jacob. In his lifetime, it says that he had tremendous amount of challenges and he always lived by restriction, always lived by letting go. The next dimension, Netzach, belongs to Moses. Moses's main quality, besides humility, was his perseverance. Although all odds were against him, he kept moving forward. It says that one of the Kabbalists share about Moses that when everything was so confusing and so dark for Moses and nothing made sense, it said that he simply closed his eyes, he closed his ears, and he walked simply on the straight on the straight, true path of revealing the light. And we need to learn from that. When things get difficult, we have to just be simple and move forward. The next dimension belongs to Moses' brother, Aaron, and that's the level of Hod. Aaron's main gift was he was a peacemaker. He always brought people together. He wasn't about right or wrong. He was only about how can we achieve love and unity. And the next dimension belongs to Joseph. His main gift is his ability to restrict negative romantic influences that were inappropriate. It says that he passed many tests in his life, but one of them was to not have an affair with the most beautiful woman in the world. And as a result, he opened that gate of Yesod, not just for himself, but the entire planet at the time and until today. And the final dimension, Malchut, belongs to King David, who represented not just desire, as Malchut is, but the corrected desire. Obviously, it's much more complex than we're making it. The Bible has infinite levels, layers, and secrets to it, all of which are very coded. But the Bible does tell us on its deepest level that everything and everyone, every word, every letter is energy. And these energies exist also within us. So when we learn the Bible on its deep level, on its most secretive of levels, which is Kabbalah, what we're not doing is just learning concepts, lessons, or stories. We're actually absorbing the energy of creation inside of us and giving ourselves the strength to live a spiritual path.